The Scrooges among baseball fans have dismissed today's game as too long and too boring. Their response to the claim that baseball is still America's game is bah humbug. That criticism of baseball certainly applied to the game as it was played during the past regular season. Pitchers were routinely replaced when they reached a computer-determined pitch count, while batters swung mightily with an uppercut trying to hit the ball with as much computer-measured exit velocity as possible. The result was a game where batters, facing a long and boring parade of pitchers, kept trying to hit home runs, but more often lengthened the game and bored fans by striking out. But baseball gave its disgruntled fans an early Christmas present with exciting playoff games and one of the most dramatic and memorable World Series in baseball history. There were still too many strikeouts, and the seventh and deciding game in the World Series was decided by home runs, but there was something different about the way the games were played, something that resembled the way baseball was played in the past. Managers defying pitch counts kept a pitcher in the game if he was pitching well. Instead of being removed after five or six innings or less, some pitchers actually threw complete games. John Smoltz, one of the game's best commentators and a World Series winner in his career, looked on and said the unthinkable. Pitch counts are overrated. There were a few exceptions, especially for the Dodgers, but most batters in this year's playoffs and World Series altered their swing. Instead of swinging with an uppercut, most hitters levered their swing, hit ground balls through the infield, and line drives into the outfield. Instead of trying to pull the ball and lift it into the air, they actually went with outside pitches and drove the ball into the opposite field for base hits. With batters putting more balls in play, there were more opportunities for fielders to make great catches and throws. With more base hits, there were more opportunities for runners to steal bases and run the bases aggressively. There were even instances when that dinosaur of baseball plays, the bunt, was used to advance a runner. As for the attempt during the regular season to shorten extra inning games with a ghost runner at second base at the start of each half of an extra inning, it wasn't used in the playoffs and World Series. The result was a history-making 18-inning game in the World Series. What fans saw in the recent playoffs and World Series was baseball being played as it was meant to be played. The postseason games proved that instead of boring, robotic games of home runs and strikeouts, baseball, simply put, is a game where you throw the ball, you hit the ball, and you catch the ball. The recent playoffs and World Series proved that when ballplayers do those three things well, baseball is still a fun and exciting game. So the obvious question is, why has the game been reduced in the regular season to a home run derby? One obvious answer, beside computer-generated analytics, is that players' salary leverage goes up when home run totals go up. Hall of Fame slugger Ralph Kiner, who generations ago played in Pittsburgh with the lowly Pirates, once said that singles hitters drive Fords and home run hitters drive Cadillacs. Today's generation of sluggers are multimillionaires and usually play in New York for the Yankees or Los Angeles for the Dodgers. In the postgame season, those same ballplayers played a different game because they wanted a piece of jewelry that money can't buy. They wanted a World Series championship ring. And the only way they could get that ring was to play on a World Series winning team. And the only way that their team could win a World Series was to play winning baseball. Many years ago, a newspaper man told a little girl that there is a Santa Claus. This Christmas, I'd like to tell its fans that baseball is still a joyful game where all you have to do is throw the ball, hit the ball, and catch the ball. It's still America's game when it's played the right way. This is Pete Peterson
and his wife Anita wishing you a happy holiday.